Love and Light. This is Healthy Talk Show for Monday, November 11th, 2019. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
Show notes will be over at healthytalkshow.com/32.
On this episode of Healthy Talk Show, we have Instagram hiding likes and colleges buying test scores to scam students. But first,
Amazon is betting big. Once again, the tech giant just announced they're opening up their first physical grocery store. And it's right here in SoCal. The market will open up in Woodland Hills
next year. It's always SoCal.
Yeah.
The store will be branded differently than Whole Foods, which Amazon bought for over $13 billion 2 years ago.
$13 billion.
Wow.
It's expected to be more mainstream, while Whole Foods will remain more high-end. Job openings at this market were recently posted online.
Amazon also did the stores in Seattle, or the store in Seattle with the cameras that track the people. It's supposed to be this fully automated store.
I was about to ask, so it's going to have that same concept where
I don't think so.
Oh, no?
I have no idea.
They did say they were hiring.
So. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Fox Business, Twitter employees accused of spying for Saudi Arabia?
Employees are accused of accessing users' email addresses, birthdays, and some other personal information from more than 6,000 Twitter accounts. And these were folks who were seen as critics of the Saudi government. That's why the Saudis wanted the personal
information. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, that's very worrisome.
Information. Now, Twitter says they restrict access to sensitive account information to a limited group of trained and vetted employees, but
how these things always start. Oh yeah, they can only be accessed by these certain people. Yeah, well, but
there's your leak.
Obviously, there are holes in the system that the Saudis were able to get through. So is there anything Twitter, Facebook, and other social media companies can do to convince us that our personal information is safe?
No.
Ooh. Yeah. Now it's just old school spying. It's not even their lax security practices or, encryption. Who cares about encryption?
Yeah.
It's not them selling your data to everybody. It's just, this is just old fashioned spying now.
I know.
Can't stop that.
And so I always wonder, all these companies, they want to build these profiles on you. They want to know everything about you. But then who else has access to that information?
Yeah.
And what other purposes is it being used for?
Yeah. And some of the comments on this were, well, you know, just Twitter. What's really the information? Well, think about the location data the Twitter app collects from your cell phone. That's valuable information. Yeah.
And people always forget about that location data and those apps.
And we're talking about spying and, you know, espionage and all. Whoa, this could be people getting hurt now with that kind of data.
That's very true. And we mentioned that with Hong Kong, how that was an issue with apps tracking people. So this is another good example.
Yep. CBS Evening News, CDC vape.
The CDC studied 29 samples collected from the lungs of patients suffering from the vaping illness. They found vitamin E acetate in all 29 samples. THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, was found in 23. After months of investigation...
Yes?
The way they presented that, why did they lump THC with vitamin E? THC is supposed to be there in some of these cartridges. Vitamin E is not.
Yeah.
So why are they?
Don't know.
Oh, okay.
Investigation. The CDC says this is the first time they have detected what they call a toxin of concern. Vitamin E acetate is used to dilute THC oils in order to improve profits. It is used safely in supplements and creams, but when it is heated and inhaled, it is thought to cause a chemical burn injury in the lungs. A clue came 2 months ago when vitamin E acetate was first found in product samples in a New York State lab. Dr. Howard Zucker is the state health commissioner.
So this is very much a sleuth mission. Nobody really knew what was the cause. And then you started to pull these little pieces together to figure out what is the common thread here.
Both the CDC and Dr. Zucker say this is not the end of the story.
We have to better understand the pathology of how the vitamin E that gets into the lungs and causes the damage to the lungs
occurs. We have to better understand that. I have a follow-up. CBS Evening News, Dr. John LaPoque on the chemical burn in the lungs, really quick. Unless you wanted to go somewhere else.
No.
What seems to be happening here, Nora, is that the vitamin E acetate is causing a chemical burn in that paper-thin, fragile part of the lungs where oxygen enters the bloodstream. kind of like what mustard gas did in World War I.
Wow.
And that burn causes the oxygen level in these patients to drop to dangerous levels.
That's not propagandistic at all, comparing it to mustard gas. What the hell?
I mean, I'm sure it's not good for you, but geez.
Mustard gas?
Yeah, that was quite the...
Yeah, that's...
quite the comparison there.
Propaganda. Very interesting. Very confusing. Anything on it?
I wanted to hear about the vaping rally first.
Well, no vaping rally. I cut that out.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, see, you can't listen to me when I'm editing these clips. Can't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Can't do that. Well, ready to move on?
I guess the question was, how come the Europeans aren't seeing epidemics? A lot of people are talking about that.
Yeah? Do you have an answer for that? I don't know.
I've been looking into it.
Okay.
And it just seems like they have more like regulations and
that's
testing.
That's what I was afraid of the answer being, because not the answer.
But then what we're doing here, though, is completely banning them. So I feel like we need... some balance. Like, this is good. We figured out.
Do you really think that the ban is going to stick? I think banning is just leading to regulation. It's just a way to push for regulation.
I really.
It's going to be a regulated product. It's not going to go away. Yeah, I don't. I'm not convinced it will go away. I'm convinced it's just a way to push into a regulated field. So now we're just pushing tobacco on everybody. It's all about the tobacco push, if anything. So, but they want to control the tobacco, of course. Tobacco is something controllable as opposed to cannabis, which can grow anywhere. That's what I'm thinking, this whole ban. I think this ban's bullshit.
Well, I was going to say with the ban, it's weird because, you know, you find a few samples that are contaminated, we got to ban everything.
No. But the ban is going to be, now the talk's going to be regulation. Let's not ban it. Let's regulate it. But just stay away
banned.
From it. That's just my view.
It always goes back to consume your marijuana.
Yeah.
From, you know, the plant.
Yeah. Just grow the marijuana yourself. It's a lot easier than having to do all it. We're really going to trust tobacco companies. That's who it's going to eventually come out to. It's this IQOS device. Everyone's talking about the IQOS device. That's what it is. And that's just the tobacco companies winning again.
Well, that's true. And no one's talking about that.
HealthyTalkShow.com/support. We are.
That's true.
Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that rally had really bad audio. I couldn't use it. I'm sorry. And it was referencing things that weren't... It was weird.
Yeah, that's fair.
More on that later. CBSN, colleges buy student SAT score data to boost profits and exclusivity rates. Interesting. Interview with Douglas Belkin, higher ed reporter, Wall Street Journal. Oh, it's a very long title. Hold on. We give it all... All right, sorry. On the College Board.
So the College Board was created about 100 years ago, and the idea was to create a test, eventually became the SAT for today, that was built to essentially test the aptitude and intelligence of students around the country, because kids were only coming from specific schools in the area. So the SAT has become a mainstay of the college admissions process now. And I think 2.5 million kids take it every year. So pretty much if you're planning to go to college, you're likely to take the SAT. And if not, then you'll probably take the ACT.
Which is important. I don't know why his audio is so bad.
I know.
Colleges buy SAT score data to boost exclusivity rates. Here we go.
Before you take one of these exams, you fill out a survey question. And you have an option whether or not to answer those questions. But about 80% of the kids who are about to take the exam fill it out. That information gets packaged and then it gets sold
Dang.
To universities who use it to market their school to these kids.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, I remember signing up for some sort of mailing list.
Oh, you probably signed up for a lot of them, apparently.
Yeah. I got so much college junk mail.
Some of these, the marketing efforts, you know, the kids get the information and they believe that the school is recruiting them, or at least they learn about the school, and then a lot of them get rejected in there. Unhappy about it. So one of the things that's...
Yeah, to say the least, they're unhappy about
it.
They get rejected.
What's happened is that the selectivity numbers for schools have gotten way, way down. It's much harder to get into universities, and this is one of the reasons why that's happening. In some cases, they're buying the SAT scores of kids that are far below the median or even the very low end of the kids that they accept. So that means...
That is wrong.
Yeah.
Very misleading.
They're buying the numbers... and the information from these kids, they know that there's not a very good chance that a lot of these kids are going to earn exceptions.
So it's scamming the kids. You're basically buying up the crappy numbers to lie to these kids and then say, hey, you might be able to come here. Give us money.
That's the problem with all these rankings.
What about with like med school and stuff? What about going to med school? I've heard those are freaking tests and admission fees and all that crap. Yeah. I heard thousands and thousands of dollars.
I don't know how people afford it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. And then this quick commentary on what the UC system is thinking about. We talked about this last episode.
So they've taken up the mantle of an argument that's really been simmering around the country, and they're obviously a little bit to the left of the rest of the country, so they're beginning...
Literally.
Starting there first. But their point is that if you are a kid who doesn't go to a great school, the SAT score that you get is going to be much lower. So what was created as an exam to become a leveler and find smart kids has become a sort of a bar of entry for a lot of kids who are coming from poorer communities where the testing the test numbers are much lower.
Very interesting. The UC system.
Yeah, it's a complicated problem.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Interesting that California, because there are a lot of poor people in California. There are a lot of people in California. The UC system's in California, and now the UC system's kind of seeing that they're even probably leaving out poor people by their own standards.
Yeah.
That's in their own backyard.
But it also goes back to how are you going to compare these students? But of course, buying that SAT college data was very predatory.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes into a lot of other...
All data. It's all should be kept private. It's your data. Keep it private.
Yeah.
It's predatory.
But it's
freaking weird. It's bizarre.
And
it just speaks to the business of schools. They should not. It shouldn't be businesses. They should be institutions for learning.
And these weird bull rankings.
Yeah, that don't mean really anything.
Yeah, because it also depends on how many students you're accepting, how many applicants. It's not a bar.
There's so many metrics. It's just it's like a credit score. ABC News.
We reported on that deadly bacteria outbreak at a hospital in Danville, Pennsylvania. Hospital officials now say the equipment carrying donor breast milk was contaminated, linked to the outbreak, blamed for infecting 8 premature babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. 3 of those babies died. The bacteria was found on that equipment.
Just a quick one. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. WJZ.
Number of minors being treated in emergency rooms across the country for sexual abuse more than doubled between 2010 and 2016. That's according to a new study. More than 85% of the children treated in this study were girls, but the authors did not find a reason why.
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
CNN, child sex abuse case of treating ERs rose more than 70% in 7 years. And we got the study here. Emma Pediatrics, Emergency Department Admissions for Child Sexual Abuse in the United States from 2010 to 2016. And then we actually have it here. It's not very hard to read. Got some numbers here. Very disturbing. And then you could just see it's going up.
Yeah.
Which these numbers are, of course, extremely low because sexual abuse it just affects so many children. It's just bad.
So. That's true. You talk to so many people and they always mention.
So they said the numbers jumped from 5,138 in 2010 to 8,818 in 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that it could also be a good thing.
Yeah, the more it's getting reported more. It shows that the reporting's going up. So hopefully we can stop it, but...
Hopefully those are...
It also just shows that the reporting is still flipping low because you know these numbers of actual cases that are never even reported.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I guess that was hopefully one good thing about the Me Too movement in general.
Yeah. It brought it to the forefront, but...
Yeah.
Then the pendulum swings another way and then...
Of course.
Always. Yeah.
At least more reporting, more awareness.
Yes, we can call
talk
it out.
About this.
Yep.
Have more honest conversations.
Absolutely. Rounding us out for the evening, CBS This Morning, Instagram hiding likes for some U.S. users.
Instagram tried out the hidden likes feature for months in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Italy, Brazil, and Japan. In a tweet sent out by Masseri last Friday, he announced the feature was hitting stateside, adding, quote, looking forward to the feedback.
What? And
yeah.
Oh, man.
What's wrong? What?
Hiding likes.
And feedback is already coming. Instagram influencer Kim Kardashian West agrees the move will be beneficial for people's mental health.
Oh, that's
but hip-hop
funny.
Artist Cardi B feels the problem isn't the likes, but the comments. She made her voice heard on Instagram, even though she didn't want to show her face.
I'm sad that she made her voice heard on Instagram. Let's listen to what she said.
Oh, no.
Starting the craziest arguments, been starting to raise bae, all because of comments. The comments affect more than the likes.
Okay. Instagram, hiding likes. People are apparently not happy. First thing that came to mind for me were the influencers. What about the influencers?
Oh my gosh, what's going to happen to the influencers? This brand new career that has emerged because of Instagram. Are they going to be negatively affected by this?
Possibly, but I think that's not the
who cares,
end of the
right?
world.
Right.
I mean, they'll still post their photos. People will still like them. Yeah. They'll still be able to push products and ideas.
I love that. They'll still be able to push products and ideas.
Dang.
I love it. I love it.
It's about pushing the products.
Yep.
It will be fine. They just won't have the same immediate self-validation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still have follower counts. They'll still get messages. You'll still have a sense of who's important and who's not. There will still be a caste system on Instagram. Don't you worry. It just won't be quite as precisely defined.
Right.
Don't worry. It won't be as precisely defined.
Yeah.
People freaking out about. I think the likes should. Everything's. Get rid of all the social media sites.
Get rid of. Yeah, I guess I was kind of confused. So they're just hiding how
likes
many likes
for certain users.
Has.
Yes.
Can you select it to turn it on or off? Or
I honestly don't even know. I didn't even look into it that much. All this crap needs to go away. I see people looking at their phones just for this instant hit, and it looks like a drug to me.
Well, now they got to regulate.
Yeah, they're regulating the drug now. Certain users.
Yeah,
that's,
they can't show you your likes, but. Yeah.
Yeah, what about the comments? Are the comments on Instagram bad? According to Cardi B, the comments are bad.
I would say so. People say some nasty stuff
online. I would think the comments on Twitter are the worst.
Well,
Instagram seems to be the safe space for everybody.
As you say, it's all ones and zeros on the internet.
Yeah.
You're saying so everyone just reacts.
Everybody's binary. Everyone will react one way or the other.
Yeah.
No imagination anymore.
You either get hate or love. Like it, hate it. Like it, hate it.
That's right.
I think
up or down, thumbs up, thumbs down,
precisely.
One or the other. It's all you get. It's nothing in between.
Yeah. Well, at least here we don't have to push products on you guys.
Yeah, we don't. We're value for value, which means you like to lead in.
Please help us financially produce the show by heading over to healthytalkshow.com/support. Your financial contribution will ensure we remain unbiased, commercial free, and will help us pay for things like rent. Our show is value for value. If you found value in the show, please provide some back. healthytalkshow.com/support.
We record Healthy Talk Show live on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 a.m. UTC over at healthytalkshow.com/live. Feedback, our email is askhealthytalkshow.com. Call us 509-878-3229 and healthytalkshow.com/social for all our social media links. Love and light.
Love and light.